It's time for Talkin' Ship with the Wisconsin Maritime Museum on the Lakeshore's good neighbor, WOMT.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome back to Talkin' Ship with the Wisconsin Maritime Museum right here on WOMT. Caroline and Kathy from the Wisconsin Maritime Museum join us. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Hello.
Welcome back. Always a great time here as we, you know, just kind of sit back and talk some ship.
Exactly.
And today we're talking about tiny ships.
Yes. Tell us about this. There is a model contest going on.
Yes, it's the Midwestern Model Ship Boat and Ship Contest. So we are going to be having over this weekend one of the Midwest's longest running juried model boat contests. And we have over 50 models last year that were displayed. And I think we're going to have probably around the same amount this year as well.
Really? Where are these all coming from?
Oh, all over the Midwest, all over.
Well, really all over the country. So I don't know if you've ever met a ship modeler.
I have not, that I know of.
Let me tell you. These are some of the most interesting people you'll meet, in part because they have this focus, right, to be able to work on this teeny tiny scale and build these beautiful ship models. And, you know, to come together, I mean, you know, talking ship is kind of their thing, right? Yeah. So they're talking about models, they're talking about techniques, they're talking about the history. They research these boats to put together the lines and the drawings and the everything to put them together. It's fascinating. It's really fascinating. And there's opportunities for you to come talk some ship with them.
Okay.
Because when the museum's going to be open, the 18th and the 19th, so you can come out, you can talk to them, you can look at all the models, and you can vote for your favorite model. There's a People's Choice Award, which is always kind of the highlight of the weekend.
Yeah.
So if you're there on the 18th and 19th before 2 p.m., you can vote for your favorite model.
I love it. Get some more engagement that way and get people to, you know, share their opinions.
I think it's also pretty exciting for our ship modelers to learn not only that other ship modelers think that their ships are really cool, but also that the public does as well. And the work that they do is absolutely amazing. The scales that they get down to, just it's crazy. You have just like all of the tiny details that, for me, I'm not a modeler, so I can't even imagine trying to get everything just so.
Yeah. Wow. And the patience it must take to put that together.
Yeah, that's what I just, you know, am so amazed by. And a couple of these guys work on such a small scale. So just a few inches, right? And they somehow manage to get an entire ship that's maybe only 6 inches long. I don't know. It's crazy. But it's really cool. And it's a really important way to show not just Great Lakes maritime history, but these are vessels from all over the world. Yeah. So it's really cool to see all these things side by side. And again, provide a place for some of these enthusiastic folks to come together and talk some shit.
So what time is it? Again, this Saturday and Sunday, what are the times?
Our open hours this weekend are from 10 to 4. So anytime on the 18th and 19th, come on in and you'll get a chance to not only look around the whole museum, tour USS Cobia, but see some pretty cool models.
Yeah.
And the if you want to make sure that you're part of that People's Choice Award, you just got to make sure that you vote before 2 p.m. on Sunday.
Okay. Listeners, don't miss out. It's coming up at the Wisconsin Maritime Museum. How do our listeners connect with you guys?
It's wisconsinmaritime.org.
Talkin' Ship with the Wisconsin Maritime Museum is heard every Wednesday morning on the Lakeshore's good neighbor, WOMT. Learn more about the museum online at wisconsinmaritime.org. You're listening to WOMT Radio, a CAFER broadcasting station.